We all love a bit of sun, sea, surf and boating, don't we? We relax and enjoy these recreational activities because we know there is a dedicated bunch of volunteers in the background looking after us. But to be honest, it's always surprising to hear the current stats and to hear how much they really do look after us. Graham Gibb is the Senior Radio Officer at Bribie Volunteer Marine Rescue. Come and listen to the help that is provided in just 1 month. Good morning, Graham.
Good morning, Rosemary. Good morning, listeners. Lovely to be with you again today.
Tell us some of these stats that we desperately need to hear about, Graham.
Oh, the stats. Love our statistics. We've so far year to date, we've had 7,700 calls and we've logged on nearly 2,500 vessels. And we've assisted 134 back to safety. Ones that do worry us are 18 overdue vessels that we have to go looking for after the end of shift each day. So it's important that when you log on, make sure you log off and let us know when you're back so we don't have to go looking for you. Mm-hmm. We're also now there for boating skippers, crews and passengers. The rules for life jackets have changed. And the question is, for all skippers and boaties, are your life jacket ready? And the new laws are already active across Queensland waters. And the question again is, are your life jacket ready? But from 1 July, they will be enforced. And for boaties, this is what you need to know, is that kids under 12 must wear a life jacket when underway on any size vessel. Solo boaties on vessels under 4.8 metres must have a life jacket on. On the water between sunset and sunrise on a small boat, life jacket on. And crossing a coastal bar on an open boat less than 4.8, life jacket on. And these rules apply to a wide range of crafts, including sailboats, pedal boats, rafts, sea, surf, kayaks, and more. And to find more about these, should utilise Maritime Safety Queensland website. They've got a whole bunch of information. Life jackets are essential, but remember, if it's not on, it can't save you. It's an important point to raise. Some issues that have risen up around the passage of later recently, especially during school holidays, Marine Rescue has received calls about so-called tinny rats. They're called, which are causing issues on the water to other boaties in and around the passage. And if anybody has been impacted by these little tinnies and the kids that are driving them, could you please call police on 131 444 as soon as possible so that issue can be dealt with through the water police. By all means, you can still call Marine Rescue, but we can't deal with it. We've got to pass it on to the water police. So anybody having impacted by these tinny rats around the canals in the passage, ring 131 444 immediately with as much information. So it gives police opportunity to deal with it. And logging on and logging off, when you go out, make sure you log on and log off. You don't need to be a member, use a radio or a mobile, and it could be the best call you make all day. And finally, let others know where you're going and when you'll be back. And safe boating, everybody.
Wise, wise advice, Graham. Thank you very much. And we hope that all our 101.5 listeners heed your words and your warnings. Graham Gibb, Senior Radio Officer at Bribie Volunteer Marine Rescue, keeping our community connected. If you'd like to listen to Graham's words again, pop on to the 101.5 website and search podcasts. Thank you, Graham.
Thanks, Rosemary. Thanks, listeners. Enjoy.